Okay, the music is still going on. Anyway, welcome back to the American Activist. This is the second hour of a two-hour program every Saturday morning, hosted by Don Harkins and Ingrid Castle of the Idaho Observer. And that Idaho Observer is a monthly newspaper dedicated to giving you the truth from a constitutional perspective. And we are in our 11th year. You can go to our website at idaho-observer.com. And we just mailed out the June issue on Wednesday, a little bit later this month. So if you are a subscriber, you can, you will be getting it in the mail soon if you haven't gotten it already. And if you aren't a subscriber, we encourage you to go ahead and become a subscriber for only $25 a year. And you can order via PayPal. And that website, again, is idaho-observer.com. And I wanted to comment, we had a caller right before the top of the hour, Hartwell in Louisiana, and I find that a lot of these southern states, you know, Mississippi and Louisiana, most people don't realize that these states also have fluoridated their public drinking water supplies longer than many other cities. And we find that it is much more difficult in a couple of these states, particularly Mississippi and Louisiana, to get this information out. And I'll never forget having in Sandpoint, Idaho, close to where we live, they fluoridate the water 9 months out of the year. And our friends were not getting bottled water for a period of time. And their filter wasn't working, and he was drinking just regular, you know, city water that had been fluoridated. And this man noticed a whole change in his thinking and how it changed once he was able to drink non-fluoridated water. I mean, he noticed a perceptible change in his level of thinking and his receptivity to new ideas. And he was really surprised. I mean, he made a note of that. And I think people would be surprised if they were to get the fluoride out of their system. And in processed food, I mean, most processed food that you buy is processed using fluoridated water. And if people realize the levels of fluoride that are in their system, you know, you would realize that it's actually has dumbed them down aside from all the other heavy metals we're exposed to. So, you know, there's actually biochemical reasons for having a difficult time actively getting this information out to people. But Don Harkins and myself, Ingrid Castle, are opening up the caller lines. That number is 800-313-9443. Having the program that's titled The American Activist, we want to hear from you. What are your challenges out there as an American activist? And what are your successes? What are your failures? What suggestions can you offer our listeners? So we do want to hear from you. Again, it's 800-313-9443. Many people realize that I'm also the director of a grassroots national activistic association called Vaccination Liberation. And you can go to our website at vaccinetruth.com. The main website is vaclib.org. That's V-A-C-L-I-B.org. And I also want to mention that if you are not on the Internet, it was mentioned Aid and Abet, that's Jack McLam's excellent newsletter. I just went ahead and ordered a second batch of 30 of this spring 2007 newsletter. It's absolutely excellent. And you can get his newsletter or find out more about Aid and Abet by calling 208-935-7852. It's 208-935-7852. We're coming up on a break. So please stay tuned. You're listening to The American Activist.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
American Activist. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm your hostess, Ingrid Castle, and my co-host is Don Harkins of the Idaho Observer. Looks like we have a caller, Dana in Wyoming. Welcome to our program, Dana. Are you there, Dana? Dana in Wyoming.
Can you hear me now?
Pardon?
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you now.
Okay, well, I'm on my phone. I turned it up somewhat. I'm calling from Wyoming, and you guys are actually part of some of my research. I do a lot of research, and I have been following Ed and Lorraine Brown. And when Aaron Russo first sent his video done and everything, actually his film done, we were emailing about that. I don't know if you recall Gordon Call or not, but Gordon Call actually was one of the first biggest names that actually got killed by the New World Order. I was out in North Dakota at the time that this happened.
Right.
And a lot of his group actually came into my restaurant at the time, and I talked with him. But, you know, the thing with Ed and Lorraine Brown, you know, brings up a lot of scary scenarios. I think this is probably one of the first times that that we actually have had a number of people actually get around them and try to bring in some of the public. The problem that that I see in all this, and that is that those people in charge, you know, if they're pushed to the limit, they just as soon kill everybody there as look at them.
Right.
And, you know, there's no doubt that I think that if something like that was to happen, that, of course, there's going to be a lot of people that will actually rise up, you know. So we could be on the verge of quite a little row or civil war.
Well, it's really important that the numbers of people get out to Edna Lane Brown's house. Gordon Call didn't have the advantage of a more awakened populace. I mean, we had just, you know, dealt with World War II and, you know, the New Deal, and people thought the government was their protector and benefactor. And the Gordon Call case, we have covered quite a bit in the Idaho Observer. Jack McLam produced an excellent documentary, Death and Taxes. So if anybody wants to find out a little bit of background on the Gordon Call case, they can call Aidan Abed at 208-935-7852. I suggest they get the Death and Taxes. So, but anyway, that's, I really appreciate you calling, because Yori Call is actually locked up in prison for doing nothing. This is his son at 21 years old, and he is spending a life in prison with really no charges that I can, you know, we can figure out. I mean, he really didn't do anything. He's provably innocent. He's along in, he's in prison with Leonard Peltier. And they're actually working on working together, collaborating on springing themselves out of prison. But the main problem these people have in prison is that nobody knows enough about their cases, and they're not hearing from people on the outside to support springing them from prison. So anyway, you should contact the Idaho Observer if you want to know more about those cases. It's 208-255-2307. Again, that's 208-255-2307. Again, thank you for your call, Dana.
Okay, now we also have Roman in Indiana on the line. Hey, Roman, good morning, and thanks for calling in.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Roman.
Hi.
Yeah, I tried to call you a little bit this morning because I know you're another victim of false charges, and I thought maybe you could share with our listeners a little bit about your case, because I know you aren't alone. There's a lot of cases out there that are similar to yours.
Yeah, well, how much time do I have? I don't know where to begin. I know I sent you a lot of information, and that was just the tip of the iceberg, really.
Right. Well, first of all, tell our listeners that you are being charged with murder for the death of your daughter.
That was originally. I'll just go from the beginning. My wife's daughter was born with a heart condition, and she was put on Coumadin. And her
Coumadin for a heart condition?
Yeah, well, they do that to thin the blood. Her doctor raised it from 2.5 milligrams to 3. After she died, she got sick shortly after a vaccine. I'll explain that a little bit better in a second. But she got sick. She was taken back to the health department, asked, can it be a reaction from vaccine? They said no. She was taken back to her doctor, the family doctor, and he said, put her on a clear liquid diet and bring her back in a week if she needs to come back. And that night or the next day, she started her first menstrual period, so we thought that explained her cramping and her headache that she was having, those problems. Well, she passed away almost exactly two weeks after the vaccine. 10 months later, they came, Child Protective Services came to the school and took our other two daughters. Then we had to go to court, and they read this paper from a pediatrician that said it was consistent with a homicide, and she, in her professional opinion, it was consistent with a homicide. So that kind of knocked us out, because we thought it was basically her heart giving out because of the condition she had. She had several heart surgeries when she was younger. So we got on the internet, and I found a connection. I typed in autopsy mistakes because we were trying to figure out what could have happened, because the autopsy is pretty ugly with internal bleeding.
Right.
And we found that a case of Alan Yurko. I don't know if you're familiar with that one, but
we're very familiar. Don did all the note-taking at his evidentiary hearing.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, we found his and found that his son had been given a DTP vaccination and that he was on heparin, which they said was similar to Coumadin, which is a rat poison. That's what the article said. So I thought, there's our connection. You know, she's on this Coumadin. Well, that nobody really seemed to want to pay any attention to that, and we found a lawyer who was willing to kind of advise us pro bono and she said, take a good look at the prescription records and go there and get copies of it. We already had a copy of the prescription record. Found out that her Coumadin, after it was raised to 3 milligrams, she was given two prescriptions that we didn't catch, neither the pharmacist. One was for 5 milligrams of Coumadin, the other was for 2 milligrams, and her Dilantin for her seizure disorder was taken out. So, you know, we thought we were giving her the same amount of pills, but it turns out she was getting a 133% increase in her Coumadin.
And Coumadin, just for the listeners, I want everyone to know how dangerous this drug is. My own father, I found out that he was taking this dangerous drug for six weeks. Anyway, it's called warfarin. It's actually in higher doses, given as a rat poison. It interferes with the metabolism of vitamin K. Vitamin K is essential for clotting, but, you know, using this as a blood thinner is extremely dangerous. It's never been tested in children, and it's pretty shocking that they would even give this, you know, for someone who has a heart defect, to give Coumadin, this dangerous rat poison, to your daughter, warfarin.
Well, she was 14 when she died. She'd been on Coumadin for 8 years.
Yeah, in fact, there's a picture of a woman that was only on it for 2 years where her knee just blew up and swelled in size. It is, I mean, for being on that long, frankly, it's amazing that she lived that long having such high doses.
Well, her dose was really, it was lower at first, and then and for several years she was on 2.5 milligrams. It was only recently they upped it to 3, but we believe it's a prescription error that raised it to 7. The state's contending that he only meant to raise it to 5, which is a 66% increase, and by national standards you shouldn't raise it more than 20 at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
So we found that, and we thought, well, surely they're going to back off now that we found this, and they haven't, and we ended up, I did a little research on the DTP vaccination, and two of the things that they give precautions for is, you know, to consult your doctor if she has a seizure disorder or if she's on a blood thinner such as Coumadin. We didn't know that. And she had been out of school for quite a little bit before she died, and it was raised that she had been out of school too long, and so I decided to look up the school's attendance policy, but then I came across their immunization policy, and I sent you this information.
Right.
It turned out that she needed 3 DTP shots to attend the 8th grade. She had 4 on record. They sent a letter to my wife saying if she didn't get the 5th DTP shot, that she would be expelled from school. And, you know, we're having a real hard time trying to figure out why they mandated a shot that she didn't have to have.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like the DTP more than likely triggered the warfarin overdose, and she
right.
passed away. Now,
okay, Roman, we actually have some other callers. I want to kind of wrap it up before this next commercial break.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, you know, your case is really shocking on its face. There are other cases like in this country. What would you like to see happen in your case? I mean, you know,
well,
some kind
case,
of justice.
We'd like to get the kids back. They couldn't get us on a homicide the more they looked at the warfarin, I'm suspecting. Then they wanted to go after us for neglect, and they said she had a head injury, a basal skull fracture, and we've seen the fracture. It's very slight, but it also starts at the saw blade where they did the second autopsy, and that's another thing I didn't mention. They dug her back up, and we have some experts that are looking now and saying that this fracture is definitely post-mortem. So not only did we have the other mistakes that were made, we have, it seems, a fracture that she obtained after death that was attributed to us. So what they've accused us now is neglect.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife faces a Class B felony, and I face a Class C felony.
So when is the trial?
They're being set. They're 2 different times. I've been suspended from my job. I've lost my insurance and everything, and my trial is until next December.
Okay, well, thanks, Roman. We are going to be in touch. And so anyway, you're listening to Roman in Indiana, who's being falsely charged of a murder of his stepdaughter. So stay tuned to the American Activist. We're going to be taking callers after this next commercial break. Thanks, Roman.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific. And it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Okay, welcome back to the American Activist. You're listening to Don Harkins and Ingrid Castle. We're your hosts. And we are opening up the caller lines, 800-313-9443, so we can hear from other American activists across the country. And we have Tim in Oklahoma on the line. Welcome to the American Activist, Tim.
Hi. I'll make this pretty short. I've been passing out the 9/11 tapes and the fluoride tapes and American Freedom to Fascism for about the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I take long road trips down into Texas mostly. And it's very discouraging to try to give somebody, you know, the 9/11 tape and have them say, no, I'm not interested or I don't believe it. But I've discovered through trial and error that certain businesses, usually independent ones, but, you know, the names of the businesses are pawn shops, auto parts stores, and guitar stores.
Hmm.
They always take the tape. They never turn me down.
Also, auto parts stores.
Auto parts stores, pawn shops, and guitar and musical instrument stores.
Huh, that's kind of interesting. Wouldn't really expect those to be the most amenable venues for our 9/11 DVDs. But,
yeah, well,
I mean, your experience speaks volumes, I think.
I've gone over 3,000 tapes, and I never approach people on the street. I never, you know, just randomly, you know, I'll go to gas stations, and I do go to different barber shops every time I get a haircut. And usually they'll take the tapes, and so many times they'll start a tape library. I'll give them 12 different tapes, and they'll just give them to their customers and loan them out. But that's what I wanted to tell you. And believe me, I've done this a lot. I've driven all over Texas. I hit these small towns, like 3,000 or 4,000 people and larger. But I avoid the big cities, you know, because I just don't want to mess with them. But auto parts stores, pawn shops, and pawn shop owners know police. And I always tell them, if you know any cops or firemen, pass these tapes along to them. And they always tell me, I sure will. Pawn shop owners always know cops.
Yeah, good call. You know, another thing, too, that we've been doing, you may have heard Kelly earlier in the show, we have the 9/11 Visibility Project here in North Idaho, and we've decided that on the 11th of every month until a new investigation or some justice comes in finding the real terrorists for 9/11, or actually holding accountable the real terrorists of 9/11, is we just go to Independence Point in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, which is a public place that's near the city beach, and we just show up there informally with a couple of signs saying 9/11 Truth for You DVDs, and people are coming and engaging us. We're not even necessarily going out into the park and trying to proselytize. We just stand there having a conversation with a couple of signs, and our boxes of free DVDs available, and people come and engage us. And that's really encouraging because, for the most part, in our activistic history, most people don't want to engage. They kind of do the see no evil thing and walk the other way. But with 9/11 Truth, people are engaging us, and that's really encouraging.
Okay, well, you don't advertise it. You just show up at a park, right?
That's right.
Well, we advertise it amongst ourselves to be there. So there looks like there's numbers of people that want to get this information out. Another tip I just want to mention is that we have buttons. I have a button that I wear on my jacket, and it has a question mark and two exclamation marks, so it kind of looks like a stylized 9/11. And around the perimeter, it says, question the official story of 9/11. Anyway, I've had several people approach it because it looks so artistic and interesting, and they look and they question, they ask me about it. So it's a conversation opener. And I have another woman in Caldwell, Idaho, who has spent $20 per T-shirt that she designs herself. She feels that with a controlled media, it behooves us not all be walking billboards giving out an alternative message. And so she puts out information on vaccines being related to shaken baby syndrome, and she has people approach her all the time being extremely interested in the information that she has.
Yeah, well, I'm not exactly outgoing. It took me a lot of courage just to start walking into pawn shops and auto parts stores. But So I was just calling in to tell, you know, this information for the people out there who want to do something but don't want to, you know,
No, I think that's an excellent. I'm really glad that you mentioned that, Tim, because a lot of us aren't outgoing, but you've taken the step to do what you think is necessary to alert the people, and so you've jumped beyond your ordinary limitations and your personality to get out there and try to save your country. And I think that's noble, and it's an excellent lesson for others too, because I mean, none of us were born into this stuff. We all went to kindergarten. We thought that everything was normal in this country, only to grow up and find a different story. And so I think it's excellent that you've stepped outside of yourself to try to get this information to people. Good work, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, take care. And when we come back, we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we have Joe in Florida who's been patiently hanging out on the line. And so when we come back, we'll have Joe in Florida, and you're on The American Activist, a weekly radio show coming to you live from Idaho on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back in just a few moments.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Okay, welcome back to The American Activist. I appreciate your patience. We have Joe from Florida who's been hanging on for at least 20 minutes now. Welcome to The American Activist, Joe. Are you
Hello?
There, Joe?
Yeah, do you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah, hi. I got kind of involved as an activist over the last year.
Mm-hmm.
I made like an eight-hour DVD compilation of 911 truth information.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I started giving them out. I'm a member of a union in the Merchant Marine. And I gave them out through the ships and through my union. And it was really a great way to give them to people at the union halls or if I did night work on ships. Every ship I went on, I was like the Johnny Appleseed of 911 truth.
Wow.
After that, I got called for jury duty. And while I was in jury duty, I realized this would be a great place to give 911 DVDs. So I made a sign that said September 11th, Treason Exposed, free DVD. And I stood outside my courthouse and gave them out to people. And I did that for about a week. And I must have gave out about 1,000 there. And then my favorite one was at a Neil Bortz rally in Orlando for fair tax. And you talk about going into the lion's den. I was threatened, spit on. But I left that day more happy about what I did. I gave out about 500, and I got to shout at Neil Bortz that 911 was an inside job and that you're covering up for murderers. And I could see the look. Honest to God, I could see him cringe you know, like, oh, my God, there are people here. Those people are coming here and giving out information here to my people. Because I'm sure there are a lot of people, when you give out 500 DVDs to an audience of maybe 3,000 or 4,000, that's a pretty good percentage.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm wondering, Joe, what kind of feedback do you get from the people around you after they've seen the DVD? Have they contacted you? What's some of the feedback you're getting?
Well, a lot of them want more. Like lately, I've been going to this library meeting, a current event at my library in Ormond Beach, and I give, like, I'm very, to these are people, most of them are older people, and I don't want to be in their face. I get to know them, and I've been going there for about 6 months, and then I slowly start giving them the information. And, like, the last week, I brought 150 DVDs for three different old ladies that each wanted more. So, you know, it surprised, like, I always look at people, and I find that, for instance, younger black people and black people in general are very receptive to the DVDs. I find a lot of the older people, older white people, don't want anything to do with them.
Well, I have to interject. I found the exact same thing with vaccine information. At this point, I'm much more comfortable approaching black women with children or pregnant black women or just black women in general, and they are very receptive to vaccine truth. You can go to our website, vaccinetruth.com, and I find, the exact same dichotomy, you know, that the older white men and women are much more closed off. Very interesting.
It was funny. When I was at the courthouse, this is a kind of a funny story. I was giving them out, and this one guy comes by, and he's in a suit and tie, and I give him one, and he takes it. And I said, you know, you're the first guy in a suit and tie in this courthouse that's taken one. And he says, yeah, that's because I'm a defendant. All the judges and all the lawyers, you know, they're tied into this. They look at me with horror. They really do, because I think they know it's true.
I
really believe that, and it's. And they just got to keep representing the system, and they got to make their mortgage notes and go to their big shot parties. They can't deal with it. Whereas everybody else was pretty open to it. I had uniformed Navy guys and Army people take them, and even some of the sheriffs that worked at the courthouse. So it was a great score. I really was proud of that. But yeah, Neil Bortz rally was definitely interesting. I got interviewed by the television, and they asked me, like, why am I doing this, and what are my thoughts? And I said, well, one of two things is correct. Either what I'm saying is the truth, and I'm a real patriot to get this nation out, or either I'm out of my mind, but I think it's the truth, and I'm a great patriot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and either way... either way, your intentions are honorable.
Exactly. So, and she liked that. I don't know if she broadcasts or not, because I don't get Orlando television.
Mm-hmm.
But really made me feel good. And I wanted to add to people that aren't that bold, that are kind of a little shy, supermarkets, my brother in New York goes to supermarkets and like puts them in the rack for people to take. And he says they disappear pretty quick. The other place, my sister in Washington, D.C., has been giving them to like her thrift stores. And she just gives them. I give them to her to just give them, and they sell them for like a buck a piece. And they sell out real fast. And I'm really particularly happy about that, because that is Washington, D.C., right in the lion's den.
Sure.
So that really works for me. So.
Now, that's one of the things that we're finding, too, is that the DVD communication medium is one of the most excellent ways to get information out, because it's such an inexpensive medium to duplicate. And, again, we're giving people something that they can go home and watch. And like it or not, we're not a reading culture anymore. We're all watching culture. And that's just how you plant the seeds. And people are amenable to that. So, excellent. Thanks a lot, Joe. I really appreciate your activism. We are also saluting you from North Idaho. Keep up the good work. And God bless. And thanks for all your work. Okay, and now we have... Rich in New Hampshire, we have a porcupine on the line. Hey, Rich, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing fine, thank you, Don. It's another glorious day in New Hampshire.
All right. Now, you, and for everybody that's out there, Rich is a good friend of ours. He was formerly from Missoula, Montana, and he has picked up his tent stakes, and he's moved himself all the way to New Hampshire to be a part of the Free State Project. The Porcupine Festival is ongoing this week. Also, earlier in the week, he gave us a call at our home office, and he called us from Edna Lane Brown's house. And so he was able to give us a really, I think, invigorating and very optimism-inspiring picture of what's going on there now. And so if you like, please, Rich, update us on whatever is of interest to you, because you've got so many things happening in the state of New Hampshire right now.
Right. Well, when you suggested that I call, I thought at first, of course, that it would just be me, but I thought, why not include some of my neighbors? I happen to have some neighbors right by my tent site that are mostly early movers. That is to say, they've already moved within, I don't know, 1 or 2 years ago or something like that. So they have a really good perspective of what it's like to move to New Hampshire and establish themselves and find new work, new friends, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, yeah, go ahead and put them on then. I think if we're going to be celebrating activism today, what other act of activism could be greater than pulling up your entire life and moving to a state on the hopes that if you build it, they will come, is going to take place, and that New Hampshire could become a free state within the several states, the rest of which are not quite so free. So, yeah, please do. Anybody, any one of your friends there that wants to get on the line and talk about what they're doing, we're all ears over here.
Hi, my name is Alec Muller. I'm originally from Maine, and I moved to Manchester, New Hampshire 3 years ago, and I've been running a porcupine rooming house. And what I do basically is I let out rooms to people so that when they move to the free state, they can find easy and flexible housing for the first couple of months that they're there, and then they can move on and find more permanent locations elsewhere.
How many people do you think are have moved to the area to participate in the Free State Project?
It's hard to say because we're not generally the type of people who like to give up our names and be listed.
Right.
But we know of at least a couple hundred who have moved, in addition to the 250 that were here before the state was picked.
Sure, and so and that's all over the state. And I think the state of New Hampshire is probably about the same size as our county here. I'm under the impression that free staters are moving to the state of New Hampshire. There's not a particular place, a particular county or city in New Hampshire that they're settling, but just throughout the state. Is that correct?
Yes, the whole state.
Okay.
We have a lot of people concentrated in the Manchester area just because there are a lot of jobs there, but there are people up in Coos County at the far north end of the state near Canada. There are people in the western part of the state, everywhere.
Oh, excellent. And the Porcupine Festival is ongoing now. It's been going on since, I believe, it opened on Monday, and it will conclude this coming Monday. And this is the big weekend. How many people are in attendance at the Porcupine Festival, and what do you guys have going on?
I've heard that there are about 350 people here.
Good.
And they're spread throughout the whole campground, and might see 50 or 100 of them in any given place at any one time. But
sure.
We're having a big photograph in a couple hours for the people who have signed the first 1,000 pledge. It's people who have committed to moving to the state by the end of 2008.
Yeah, I think I remember that. That goes back a couple years ago, too, doesn't it?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, I remember that being... one of the things is that, okay, New Hampshire's been chosen, and now we're just going forward. And a lot of people made commitments, and people like Rich have moving all the way from out west. And, in fact, do you have a general idea of how many different states in the several states are represented as far as people pulling up and moving to New Hampshire?
I would be surprised if it wasn't close to all of them. I know.
Really?
Hold alone, we have 8 different people who are from 7 or 8 different states.
Now that's fascinating in its own right. And the movie Field of Dreams, I mean, we are a video culture for sure, and so many things have come through the silver screen, and one of them is in the Field of Dreams film with Kevin Costner, that mantra, if you build it, they will come. I mean, I think about that over and over again and all the time. And never is, I don't believe that anything exemplifies that greater than what you guys are attempting to do in New Hampshire. And so our hats off to you guys. And I really admire your dedication to the cause of freedom and I was a little bit surprised that that state was chosen over one of the western states. But you know, the state of New Hampshire and even the state of Vermont, there's a spirit in those states that are very admirable, and for you guys and the state motto "Live Free or Die," and I think it's just marvelous that you're exemplifying the state motto in such a grand way.
Right. Hey, Don, you mentioned Ed Brown earlier.
Yes.
In fact, a van load of people just went over to pay him a visit. So
excellent.
And it seems like that's been happening about every day. So that, in addition to the people who are already there.
Right. And also, we heard a couple of days ago that Davon Kleist of the Power Hour was going to be holding a concert there today. Is there any kind of an update on that?
I don't have an update on that. I do
okay.
know that, this is like the climax of the Porcupine Festival, so there's a little bit of a conflict of
sure.
time, but sounds like a great event for those who can make it.
Well, yeah, and I think that it's great also that you're in New Hampshire, that the Browns are in New Hampshire, and for anybody on the East Coast who is within driving or flying distance, depending on how much you want to expend as far as your energy and resources go, I really, really think that throughout this summer and into the winter, if necessary, the feds have kind of are doing a stand down on the Browns. They're allowing people in and out. That means supplies in and out. And we need to stand with these guys. Randy Weaver, his heart told him to go there. He, of course, the infamous siege at Ruby Ridge, lived through a federal, occupation and destruction of his own place. And so he was the object of a standoff with the feds in 1993. And now the Browns are in a similar situation, although the feds aren't as proactive and as militant in this case. And so that gives us all the opportunity to stand with the Browns as everybody is attempting to educate the various legislators and the sheriff and the feds involved to what they're doing. The Browns are standing for all of us, even them. And if you are in a position to do so, I highly suggest that you take your turn and go and stand with the Browns for as long as it can be allowed, and bring supplies in, and let's keep this thing going and keep this example of Americans standing up to the tyrannical forces alive and in the news and in our hearts and minds.
Very good.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Rich. And you guys, best of luck to all of you up there. Again, my hat's off to you. You're defining the American activist because you're moving from all over the place, pulling up your tent stakes wherever they happen to have been previously, moving all the way to New Hampshire for the purpose of building something so they will come, and actually creating a model for other states to follow. And it's for sure, if we can get this thing rolling, this concept of freedom out there, and people can find that it's a rewarding adventure, and we can get this under monkey syndrome going, and we can make freedom trendy in this country. And I'm absolutely convinced that the tyranny isn't just affecting a few people, isolated people here and there any longer. I mean, we've got millions of people in prison in this country. Those people are attached to millions of other people in the terms of their friends and family and property rights and the destruction of families and businesses. We've got everybody in this country is really becoming affected by what's going on. So everybody has a spot where they're vulnerable to being led to the truth about what's going on. And it's our job and our mission, should we choose to accept it, is to find out where those weak spots are in people and appeal to their compassion and their own, I guess, in a way, self-interest by getting them to understand what's happening. And everybody's affected these days, folks. We've got a listening audience. All we have to do is begin to reach them. So, Rich and all those people out of the Porcupine Festival, thanks so much for calling in, and thanks for what you're doing. And we'll be checking in with you guys periodically as things progress in the Free State Project. So thanks again, Rich. Go back to the Porcupine Festival and tell everybody hello from Republic Broadcasting Network and North Idaho. Okay, and everybody, we are coming up on a commercial break. This has been a really gratifying show for both Angry and I because we wanted to hear from people. We wanted to hear what everybody is doing in the summer of activism, and I'm coining that phrase for this summer just because there are so many things happening, and there are so many things for us to be activistic about, so many things that we need to be paying attention to, and people are opening their minds to what's going on. There is an awakening going on right now, and I really encourage everybody to really tap into that, take advantage of that. And we are coming up on a break, everybody. This is the American Activist in Iran, the Republic Broadcasting Network, and we'll be back with some closing comments in just a few moments.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Okay, welcome to the last 5 minutes of the American Activist. And I wanted to remind everyone out there that Dr. Bob Bowman, who was our guest last weekend on this program, he is doing a national tour. He is speaking tomorrow night in Post Falls, Idaho, just outside of Spokane, Washington, at the Templins Resort. And for more information, go to idaho-observer.com.
And you can see where he is touring the country by going to thepatriots.us. This guy is an incredible speaker, very motivational, very articulate. And if you need to get some people around you inspired, make sure they go to an event near your city. So you can check his schedule by going to thepatriots.us. And again, Dr. Bob Bowman is speaking Sunday night, June 24th at 6:30 p.m. at the Templins Resort in Post Falls, Idaho. So we have Paul from Delaware on the line. Paul, welcome to the American Activist. Are you there, Paul? Okay. Paul maybe dropped off. Is that true?
I'm right here.
Oh, great, Paul.
Yes. I have a question, and I would like someone to answer it while I'm on the phone. Because I ask this question time and time again, and it seems like I'm dealing with a global cognitive dissonance, because what I see is going on is a lot of people that have a lot of beliefs, and what they don't seem to understand is beliefs, as a lot of people understand, create wars and chaos. And beliefs also keep people from getting real results, because it's not about truth and reality. It's about la-la-la going on in their head. And so this cognitive dissonance I want to talk about is belief.
And well, for some reason, the music is coming on really early, and I think we're actually closing out the program. It's horrible. I didn't realize that we had such short amount of time. Paul, I would actually like...
Awake and free.
Right, I would really like to talk to you about this, and I just don't feel like we're going to have enough time. Would you call us at 208-255-2307? In fact, if people are hanging out there wishing they would have got on the program and they want to talk to Don or Ingrid, you can call us at 208-255-2307.
307?
That's right.
Okay.
Maybe I just was hearing things. You know, sometimes we're not hearing the music correctly, but, you know, in addressing that, I certainly feel that beliefs divide and the truth unites, and we really need to explore beliefs that we are foundational in our life, and I bring that up with, you know, the government is beneficent. Vaccines wiped out smallpox and polio, and I think if we're going to mature as a country and as a culture, we need to question all of our beliefs. And I really think that's imperative as mature, responsible human beings. We really need to look at who we are as spiritual beings and start questioning everything.
Well, if someone is interested in results, I've been listening to radio for a lot of years now.
Mm-hmm.
No results. If people are looking for results, email me. Are you a cult member at yahoo.com?
Are you a cult member at yahoo.com? That's Paul's email. Anyhow, thanks for calling, Paul. I'd love to talk to you more about this. Again, our number is 208-255-2307. And thank you for listening to the American Activist every Saturday morning on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's